Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Habarim, Rastafari Habarim, here, 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 Hag HaSukkot, Sameach, happy, 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 Feast of Tabernacles.
Let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Jump, Rastafari, jump, Rastafari, jump, Rastafari.
So here, 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 between the evenings, now, some would say it's day one, but right here on the podcast, on the second day, right, the second day, we're at the second day technically, but some would have this as the first day between the evenings. We're going to ride up with the second day Aliyot here for Sukkot, here for the seventh of the seven, the seven of the sevens. Yes, sir.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Tabernacles, Hag HaSukkot, Hag, the feast, HaSukkot of the tabernacles, the booths, the huts, Sameach, 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 happy, rejoice.
Yeah, yeah.
That tabernacle, way over, all of Mount Zion. That tabernacle, that tabernacle, oh, all of Mount Zion. Tell me who shall abide in that tabernacle. Tell it to me. Tell me who shall abide in that tabernacle. It's only them that have love. Them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and seek at the truth within their hearts shall enter in the whole of tabernacle of church. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me. Tell me who shall abide. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make our mind feel comfortable. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love him. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. I have some. For the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, yeah, help me, I'm willing for your help. I want you as joy, I need a little thing. Food, clothes, and shelter, and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty, all over the land. For the people.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
The lion.
God shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Pull up this, something, them style on 19, something.
Yes. So-called tabernacle, gathering.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain and give I a victory.
Has overcome the lies, the good news of His Majesty in His Christ, and it is vital that we raise our tribal flag, the flag of the conquering Lion of the tribe of Yehuda, and reinstill the virtues that we, the lost sheep, had lost. Listen and learn for the very first time in our story the real significance of the colors green, yellow, and red, and the imperial insignia of Yehuda Moah Anbesa, and how the blameless Ethiopians in the east and those enslaved in the west were persecuted, downpressed, degraded, and left in a virtual state of hopelessness and despair, and how after that they were lifted up by the great Negusa Neges, the great King of Kings, Edamawi, Haile Selassie, of our story.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, classic roots tune, Barry Brown and Prince Jammy. Enter the kingdom of Zion. Zion, theme right here for Tabernacles, the seventh of the seven appointed feasts, festivals, the appointments of Jehovah right here, Going to ride up with the second day of Tabernacles of the Feast of Sukkot right here, Jah Tabernacles Feast. But first, this right here. Yes, sir. I give ear.
Zion, oh no. If you are evil woman, can enter the promised land of Ethiopia, oh no. Better call out to Jah Jah, I and I, Father, Sila, Amla, oh yeah. Jah say not one of his children shall go down the walls of Jericho. Let Jah arise and let his enemies be scattered away. So if you are wicked man, you cannot enter the kingdom of Zion. Oh no. If you are evil woman, you cannot enter the promised land of Ethiopia. Better call on the Jah Jah. Father, Sila, oh yeah.
a Hebrew woman cannot enter the promised land of Ethiopia. Better call on the Jaja right now. I and I, father. Sila. I'm love. Ya say not one of his children shall go down in the walls of Jericho. I'm telling you. Let Jah arise and let his enemies be scattered away. Oh yeah. So if you are wicked man, you cannot enter the kingdom of Zion. Oh no, no, no. If you are evil woman, you cannot enter the promised land of Ethiopia. Better call on the Jaja. Oh yeah. I and I, father. I'm locked. Oh, yeah. Better call on the Jaja. You 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 better call on the Jaja.
Yeah. Rastafari.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
So here you hear for the Feast of Tabernacles, day one, day two, Jah Feast of Tabernacles. Some first words right here, 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 from the treasury right here, 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 give ear.
Kabarim, shalom, 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 Chag HaAsif, Sameach, Chag HaSukkot, Sameach, Kabarim. Yes, happy, happy, happy season of the Feast of Tabernacles, the seventh of the Feast of Yahuwah, Yehovah, Jehovah. Here at the seven, two sevens, the seven feasts, the seventh, and for the 7 days, 7 days. So here we have today's daily psalm in perfect alignment, right? In perfect alignment with the order, right? In perfect alignment with the order. Yeah. In perfect alignment with the order, right? The order, you know, the order, according to the order of the royal order, the royal order, the Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm as we begin the first day of the 7 days, right? The 7 days, 7 days of tabernacles of Sukkah, Sukkah singular, hut. A hut, like a tikkul. Bamarini would say, Melkam das ba'al. Right? The das, the das. The das is the hut. You know, the hut, like the tikkul. It cool, and the tikkul. Why this particular feast? Right? For the 7 days. And what about the eighth day? And what is on the seventh day we know as the Hoshana Rabbah? How does that connect when Yeshua, right, going into Yerushalayim, you know, riding on the donkey. Riding on the donkey. The donkey not riding on he, but he's riding on the donkey. Right? What does that mean, Chabarim? So here in the season, we have some reason for the season. Otherwise, this is a broadcast speaking. Just speaking of the broadcast, if I get into the first words just momentarily as we are preparing right here on the air and in the iris, preparing for this season, preparing in this particular time for the presentation. First of all, the right hand of fellowship. You know that right hand of fellowship to I and I, co-laboring brothers and sisters and mothers who are co-laboring for I and I. And we've been laboring even up to this very moment, you know, coming on the air, being on the air and in the iris. Even right now, there's a communication going on. And I was likening this to one-to-ones being in school, you know, like when you're in school. like, you know, in school, in that sense, you're taking class, and some might have dropped out, right? And then when they recognize, woo, graduation's coming on, right? They might not want you to go and collect your diploma, your degree. You know, the songs are degrees, even in this time, and the aliyah, making degrees going up, right, to Yerushalayim, Ira Salam, going up to Jerusalem, the elders, Rastafari elders, used to speak of it as New Jerusalem School, the schoolroom of hard knocks. You know, going through those hard knocks until we come to that fourth square, right, that fourth square. What is Jerusalem? What's the metaphysical implications of Jerusalem? Once talk about, they ain't dealing with religion, they're dealing with spirituality, but what's the true religion? Let's recognize the truth, right? And what is the true, right? What's the true religion, right? The true Haimanot. What is Haimanot? In fact, I got to link ones and ones with that as well. Haimanot. What is the Haimanot? You know, what is the true Haimanot? So study to shew ourselves approved. Once many are called, few are chosen, I think, because they forget that exhortation of Moshe. What was the exhortation of Moshe? The exhortation of Moshe was Becharta Bechayim. So this is going to be a theme going through these days, just so that we can ground, get a groundation. But here on the first, as we begin off the first, looking at the time. Now, it has already begun from the eve, right? So now we're riding up with the seven from Yom Kippur to Sukkot. What is Sukkot and today's daily psalm according to the royal order? Let's touch on some of the basics of today's daily psalm. Also writing up on a couple more of the what is Sukkot, what is tabernacles, what's the significance for us, right? The two truths, also recognize two truths, the first principles. What are the first principles? You can say king principles, yes, but what are the first principles? Always in that principally, right? What's the first principles of the oracles? What are those first principles of the oracles? The Dibrei Elohim regarding Sukkot. And what are the readings? The readings, Chaburim, the readings that we have. Now the Eve, Erev Sukkot, right, in the land, that would be the preparation, right, that preparation that will go on the Eve. Now, as the season rise in this present time, right, beginning from fullness of it, right, going forward. As we're going forward, we have the seventh day, the Hoshana Rabba, right, that great salvation, then the Shemini Atzeret, then we have the Simchat Torah, the joy.
Well, let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God.
Yes! Rastafari.
The joy of John's direction, the joy of his instruction, the joy of the teaching, the joy of the teaching of his majesty. Now, it is there that we have the Vazot HaBaraka, right? And then as we proceed to the in this season will be the first reading for the Shabbat Bereshith in this particular season, the reason for the season. Now, you know, along the end of the old year, you know, the old Shana, right, with the Yom Kippur and with the, before that, with Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom Teruah. And then we had the correspondence with the Ethiopia Kingdom of God, September 11th, the Melkam Adi Samet, Adarasachu. Yes, I, to you and you and you and your family, Beshem Yeshua, right, in his name. We have to keep it within the proper respect, respectfully speaking, right, those who respect, right, Yahweh, true and life of the King of Kings Christ. So here we are. on the ear. Now, we also have the Testifying Tuesday, and this word here is still good for the Testifying Tuesday as well, right? Looking at the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Psalms, right? In this day, in this time, in this season, you know, and going over that, and it's also provided in the calendar book. So looking forward to that as well. Hopefully ones get a copy, right, of the calendar book. So take a look. So today we have
Psalm.
Now we have the equinox as well. The equinox.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right? What is that equinox? You know, how does that connect with the seasonal time and also the seeking, right, to find within this time and heart and mind the true cross, the finding of the true cross. So this is an overview, right, in our first broadcast time after the previous, you know, after the previous Shabbat Ha'azinu, right? So among the ruins by the rivers of Babylon is the chant to ride up with the by the rivers of Babylon psalm, right, in this season. So looking at the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Rastafari order, the order for the singers, the players of instrument, but also the Davidic worship, the psalms, the daily psalms, right, and the evening psalms. Evening psalms are more fixed according to the days of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Shabbat 7, but then we have the day psalm. So seeing how the wheel and the wheel, the lunar of the church and the solar of the sun, the Ethio, right, or the Hebrew, right, the Hebrew, the Judeo-Christian or the Ethiopian Hebrew, right, that coming together in the church of the firstborn, I and I have the new name. So we have the Haftarah that begins off on the first and the second. So for this important and special that we testify, yes, I got to testify, right, got to testify. So now, there are the intermediate days, too, as well, right, and the first intermediate day will be coming up
after this.
You know what I mean? Because I think it's just very, very important that ones also, you know, do their own due diligence, all right? So hopefully in connection with the Testify Tuesday, you know, we might have just a look forward, you know, because it's important for ones, the real intermediate days where there's, you know, the first 2-3 days. I'll see how that works out right there. But we already have given the green light for that. There's the Exodus 33, you know, reading. But when you look at the chart, but since this is like baby steps, still making those baby steps. So here's the first step for tonight on the ear, tonight and the upcoming night for the first two, the start. I hope ones and ones take a look at, you know, the overview, the Yom Tov, this good day. Remember, it's the booths, the sukkah in one's hut. Remember the seven seals, even in man. So this is a very kind of a collective, a communal. It's for the community, but it's also for the grounding in that personal, because you're in your hut. The hut is a very close place, as the Israelites were when going through the wilderness. This is recalling what they went through and what the ancestors went through, and the dwelling and the tabernacling in huts. The huts. I keep emphasizing tikkul in the huts, so we can really see that groundation with the African Zion and with Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, and with the hidden empire greater than Wakanda. See, this is what we see in that prophetic vision. Zion. Speaking of Zion, and a vision.
Yes, I, Rastafari, here for Jah Tabernacles. So here we're at day one and day two, just to continue the overview right here on the ear and in the iris. But first, after this, you know, some reasoning and some Rhema right now music, Saint Garnet Silk, Zion in a vision. Yes, I come together. Get over the division. Come together, God.
Oh, I see. like a family reunion. We were all singing the same song, giving praises to the Almighty One. All I could feel was happiness, surrounded by righteousness. I saw Zion in a vision. Yah was there amidst everyone, stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion. Zion in a vision. Yah was there amidst everyone, stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion. There's no room for the ungodly, none for the workers of iniquity. Only pure in heart and clean hands. So be good, oh little ones. I saw Zion in a vision. Yah was there amidst everyone, stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion. Zion in a vision. Yah was there amidst everyone, stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion. I could see his love filled me up. Oh Lord, I didn't want to wake up. I saw Zion in a vision. Yah was there amidst everyone, stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion. Yeah, I saw Zion in a vision. Hey, yeah, hey. We were all singing the same song, giving praises to the Almighty One. All I could see was happiness, surrounded by righteousness. Zion in a vision. I mean it. Zion in a vision. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw Zion in a vision. Yah was there amidst everyone, stretching forth his right hand. It's like a family reunion.
Family reunion, tabernacles, in gathering, here, here, here at the end of the year. Yes, I, Rastafari. So we have Zion as that theme, the theme of the millennial kingdom, of the second advent of Moshiach, Moshiach ben David. Weep not, behold, conquering lion, the tribe of Judah. The root of David has prevailed. We've not behold. So here we have Psalm 128, today's daily psalm according to the royal order. Here it's an ascension, right? Going up, going up, going up, going up. A psalm of ascent, of going up. I and I way to Zion, even the African Zion. Yes, I, to meet the King of Kings. And Irit and spirit and in truth, the gathering together, together. Yes, I.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh. Yeah. Seek ye first the kingdom of Jah and his righteousness. Then you'll come to see there's nothing but happiness, bondy and kindness. I sing, oh girl, when the most of the time or the climate, happy reach a Zion, me DJ Nalef. It's my aim and it is my target. Can't trap me in a dem net eye. Good as a youth, you want to be disrespect. Slow the evil with the good eye. Never bust a sweat. Happy reach a Zion, you want to stick a bet. Me done fuck already, everything done descent. Oh, I am on my way to Zion. They lead and them be just back, young. I'm seeking the conquering lion.
Your system and then
Something interesting he said in the relic. Turbulence, a tune right there on my way to Zion, even the African Zion of the King of Kings, Kedemawi Haile Selassie, very significant for I and I, Rastafari Yehudim. Yes, we the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. So here, something interesting he said, Turbulence said, every masculine must have a feminine gender. Now, some might get it twisted, as it were, but if we put it in the context of the teaching of His Majesty and His Glory, the B-I-B-L-E, and we study to shew I and ourselves approve, we get to recognize that Zion, according to the scriptures and the royal Amharic and the Lasana and the Goose and the Guest, the tongue of the King of Kings, also in the Meseretawi, Kwankwa, and the foundational in the Hebrew, Zion is in the feminine gender. We said feminine gender, not speaking of genitals, but or Gentiles, but of the feminine gender, energetically speaking, metaphysically speaking. Also, Jerusalem, also in the feminine gender. The Torah, HaTorah, is referred to as I and I mother. So it's important to really just zoom in on that relic right there, you know. So the soul, the nefesh in the Hebrew, the nefesh in the royal Amharic we have, and the nefs, the soul, the psyche is even she. So even on that level right there, give thanks, Turbulence, for that tune right there, on my way to Zion, and that relic where he said every masculine must have a feminine gender, speaking of that divine double helix, male and female, right? He created them. But also within the male, there is that soul, or there should be, hopefully, that soul, that psyche. And scripturally, biblically, and according to the Hebrew science of the matter, is feminine right there. Significant for I and I to grow in grace and that knowledge, and point to Proverbs. Proverbs is that book for the Talmudim. Talmudim is a Hebrew word for disciples. They're about the true Talmud. What is Talmud? It's an operative word that means teaching. So I and I say, give I and I the teaching of His Majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. So here, scripturally, biblically speaking, we have Yom Sukkot, the day of the Sukkot, day one, which corresponds even right here, technically speaking, we're in the evening time on the podcast, the TJIF, the Testify Tuesday at this particular Iowa right here. So when the evening come forward, we're really moving into the next day. Right, scripturally speaking, Genesis chapter 1, the basics right there. But September 21st
right? According to the Gregorian calendar and the Gregorian timing, 2021, the seventh month, the seventh moon, corresponding to the 15th day, 5782. A note right here. We've noticed that whenever we have a Sukkot, right, Sukkot or Tabernacle, so something that we had read in I&I studies, that when the booths were built, right, the booths, the huts, the sukkahs, right, the sukkahs singular and Sukkot plural, right, the booths, the huts were built, they were built with the idea of equal day and night, or the light side and the dark side, no, a shade, like there's a shade, equal shade. And we'll get the documentation we had read that and studied that from, and it was a reasoning with one of our fellow Chabarines, associates, and our fellow Talmudim, fellow disciple. We was reasoning on that, and I think I recall that point right there, there, there. But then also in previous observances, even here on the ear and in the eye, we had noted that the change of season, or daylight savings time and all that, you know, happens around this very time too. So first light after the previous, the first day, the Monday, well, the first day of Sukkot broadcast, which is the eve, but since we begin off in the evening time, we try to note that actually the evening and morning is a day. The evening is the beginning of that day, and then we have the 12 hours of daylight. Robeinu, Yeshua, say so, and that is also truth say so, that there's 12 hours in the day. Right, we say no night because really, you know, there really is no night in that sense. We have evening and morning. So here, when the evening part of the podcast here for the third day of the Shavuot, the third day of the week, but when we enter into the Isla day time, the holy day time, then we have another scheduling. So here, the first day would be the 15th of the seventh moon, right? Corresponding here with Tuesday, September 21st. So the day that has already been, that's the day right there. So we rolled up with that initially. Then we have day two, right, which is the day coming forward, the light hours, you know, coming forward for what's called Wednesday, right? What's called Wednesday. That'll be day two, or the 16th day of the seventh moon, the seventh month, that nowadays is referred to by a name that was adopted by the Yehudi after they came out of the Babylonian captivity during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, and the month name they call is Tishri. But we try to keep to the mathematics. It's the seventh, right? So here we have the seventh month, the seventh moon, and here the fulfillment of the seven appointments, the seven feasts, the seven festivals as well. So we thought about it, and we said, Chan, isn't like the equinox and all that around this time and everything? So give thanks to Isha Shali, or said Shali, I and I wife. She looked it up on her phone, and we have a little screenshot that we'll share around on some of the WhatsApp and other platforms. We might even post it on the IG or the IG that we have for the ministry. The question here is September 21st the first day of fall? So often tabernacles and the feasts that occur in this time, namely the day of the trumpets, the day of the shouting, the blast, Yom Teruah or Rosh Hashanah, we could say the Judaic New Year, right there. Then we have the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of repentance, bringing us to Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement. And then 5 days after that, we have the tabernacles. But the whole season often is referred to as tabernacles, and it occurs in this time of the year. So here's the read on this right here. It says, while the September equinox usually occurs on September 22nd or 23rd, it can very rarely fall on September 21st or September 24th. And here it says a September 21st equinox has not happened for several millennia. In other words, that a September 21st equinox, like equal night. So that sense of equal night, equinox, right? A September 21st equinox here corresponding with, we can say, day one, right? Day one of Tabernacles, right? Has not happened for several millennia, for several thousand years. Now, however many thousand years, we didn't go into the fuller full on that, but just this note here. However, in the 21st century, which this is called, the 21st century, the 2000s, so to speak, it will happen twice, they say. So here it puts 2092 and 2096. But what we note right here is the beginning of Tabernacles right now and this year, this season, this time. Some of the basic reads, we begin off on day one and day two from HaTorah with Leviticus chapter 22, verse 26 to chapter 23, verse 44. And this now goes over from the first of the seven to the seventh, and the seventh, right, in the seventh month, the seventh moon, is Tabernacles, is where we're at right here. Then the fire key offering for the first day, right, is Numbers chapter 29, focus verses, verses 12 to verse 16, often also certain selections from Devarim, the Hebrew book, the fifth book of Moses, known as Deuteronomy. Then in the prophet's reading, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1 to 21, some selected psalms, there's some psalms for the season as well. The Brit Chadasha, the New Testament, the Brit covenant, right? Chadasha, new, or Hebraically speaking, the renewed covenant. We have John's Gospel chapter 1, focus verses 10 to 14, as well as Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 to 10, and Revelation chapter 21. Verses 1 to 4. That's for day 1. Day 1. On the lunar calendar, that would be the 15th day of the 7th month, or Judaically speaking, Tishri 15th, here in this Judaic year, 5782. Then as we proceed to day 2, we're going to ride it with day 2, Aliyot, the day 2 right here, seeing we're in the evening time of this Tuesday Rastafari podcast for Tuesday, right? We're in the evening time. We have Leviticus, the same chapters, right, in the Torah reading, the same chapters for day 1 and day 2. Now, part of this is because of when it's read over in the epicenter in that particular region, the 1080 region of the world, that's inclusive of the Levant, what's called Palestine, or the state, modern state of Israel, Arabia, and also East Africa between the two rivers, from the river Euphrates to the river Nile, according to that Abrahamic prophecy. So once again, we have right here, the same readings, essentially Leviticus chapter 22, verse 26, it's chapter 23, verse 44. Numbers chapter 29, verse 12 to Numbers 29, verse 16. The difference here for day 2 is the reading, the Haftarah reading, we have 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 8, focus verses, verses 2 to 21. In the Brit Chadasha, in the Renewed Covenant, right, linking with the groundation, Torah, Aliyot, readings, word, sound, power, John's Gospel, chapter 1, focus verses 10 to 14, and Revelation chapter 7, focus verses 1 to 10, as well as Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. Now, as we said in that the audio we had shared for the intro, day 1 and day 2, we have intermediate days, right? The intermediate days. The intermediate days for this season, this year, this time, the intermediate days actually would begin on the 17th of the seventh moon. But to give one of the correspondence, that would be on the Thursday, September 23rd, 2021, intermediate day one. Intermediate day two would be the Friday, September 24th, 2021, right? And that's the third and fourth days of Tabernacles. And then we're coming forward to the seventh day of the week, the seventh day of the Shavuot of the week, right? But of the holy season right here, this will be the fifth day, also an intermediate day, the third intermediate day for September 25th, 2021. But that's the Shabbat day. Now, usually on the Sabbath of Tabernacles, one of the main meditations in the category of the Haftarah, right, like the prophet's reading, it would be Ecclesiastes or Kohelet, also known as the preacher. Then we'll come to the fourth of the intermediate days, right, which would be the sixth day of the Isla Day, the sixth day of the season, the sixth day of Tabernacles. That would be the Sunday, September 26, 2021. We'll get into some of the details of the reading, but just so ones can begin to, you know, get a sense of it. And then the Monday coming forward will be the seventh day. And now the seventh day of Tabernacles is also known as Hoshana Rabbah, like the Hosanna. We say Hosanna in the Western Gentile sense, Hosanna, which means save I and I now. Hoshana, save I and I, save us now. So we have the Hoshana Rabbah, or that great salvation, day of the great salvation, that corresponds to the seventh day of Tabernacles, the seventh day of Tabernacles. Now, usually the ilibration includes something known as the Hakafot. The Hakafot is like the circling, right, of the altar, the circling of the altar, the going around the altar, there. Zoom in on that a little bit more, but moving forward. So on the seventh day of Tabernacles is not an intermediate day. So there are four intermediate days, right? The first intermediate day begins on the third day of Tabernacles, right? Second intermediate day on the fourth day of Tabernacles. The third intermediate day, the fifth day of Tabernacles. The fourth intermediate day, the sixth day of Tabernacles. And then when we come to the seventh day of Tabernacles, we have the Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation, and that compassing, like the scripture mentions, I will go around. Like a circle, I will circle thine altar. So this is one of the tribe traditions and practices as well. You say, physically, gather together in the holy place, right, with the holy altar right there. And that's the physical of it, of course, is a metaphysical, you know, receptivity to it. But first things, the earthly, the natural things, you know, the basic things, the physical, right, before the metaphysical cycle. Now there's the eighth day. Although it's for 7 days, you say, well, how is it 8 days? Those 7 days, well, you have to read, you have to study. In reading and studying, we have the eighth day, another day. John requests I and I, you know, to tarry and to dwell and to tabernacle for additional day. And this day, it's in the scripture, it's in the Leviticus 23, when you read it and study it carefully, there's the Shemini Atzeret, right? That eighth day, that Shemini Atzeret. Now, coming forward, that will correspond with the Tuesday coming forward, or the 28th of September in this Gregorian year 2021, which will be the 22nd day of the seventh month, the seventh moon, right, or Tishri 22nd. Now it's there, we have some readings like Deuteronomy from Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 14, for that Shemini Atzeret. Deuteronomy chapter 14, focus verses 22, to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17, fire key offerings, Numbers chapter 29, focus verses 35 to chapter 30, verse 1. But it's at the Shemini Atzeret that the final Torah reading and feeding, which in our numbering is the 54th, right? So here we're at the 53rd, right? But the 54th, which is known as Wizot HaBaraka, in more of the ancient Afro-Semitic enunciation, Wizot HaBaraka, a little bit of the modern Hebrew, Wizot HaBaraka. Vizot HaBaraka, modern Hebrew, ancient pointing, Afro-Semitic pointing, with Zot, and this, Ha, the Baraka, and this is the blessing. So it's at this point that we fulfill the 54 Torah reading and feedings corresponding with the eighth day assembly, the Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly, or day eight of tabernacles. Day eight of tabernacles. And usually, sometimes on the same day, some communities have what's known as the Simchat Torah. The Simchat, right? The Simchat. Simcha means happy. So one of the Hebrew greetings for this season, this time, is Chag, or like Hag, like Haggai, the name in the Bible, the prophet. Haggai means my feast, my festival. So the word Hag, or enunciated Hebraically, Chag, the feast, Ha, the Sukkot, the feast of tabernacles. So the greeting, Chag Ha Sukkot, Sameach, rejoice, because the theme here of tabernacles, the commandment, is to rejoice, like the Sabbath command. What is the Shabbat command? The Shabbat command, direct command, is to rest, right? Desist from occupational labor to rest on the Shabbat, right? The rest. Remember, right? Remember the Sabbath, right? Remember, that's the first word of the command. Remember the Sabbath. So here we have the command to rejoice as the command for Yom HaKippurim, is to afflict the soul, to afflict the soul. So this gives I and I the opportunity to think and say, okay, well, how do I remember the Sabbath to keep it set apart? All right, well, one of the instructions is to rest, refrain from occupational labor. Same thing here. How do I and I rejoice, right? Rejoice in tabernacles, rejoice in the booths, in the hut. How do I rejoice in the hut? Right, study to show yourself approved. What's the reason? Right, what's the reason for the season? So the Simchat Torah, I and I will be carrying that forward to the Wednesday coming forward. And so that would be not the ninth day, but after the eighth day assembly, the Shemini Atzeret, after the upcoming Tuesday coming forward. Now, what is the Simchat Torah? It's the joy of Torah, the joy of Jalor, the joy of Jah's direction, instruction. And it's also on this particular day that many communities also reflect on that 54th sabbatical study, that which is the completion of the five books of Moshe. That's the Wizot HaBaraka, the Wizot HaBaraka. Also Deuteronomy chapter 33, right, verses 1 to chapter 34, verse 12 is read. That's connected right there with the Wizot and this. And this she, zot means this, but it's this when speaking of that which is of the feminine nature, right? Feminine nature, feminine gender. Like I said, it's not genital, and I say that because a lot of times in this Western Gentile world, which is so carnal-minded and so fleshy, right? If we say something's feminine, you know, and gender, one might, you know, think of genital, think of the fleshy, the natural. So it's important for I and I to see that divine double helix. As he says, let us make man, right? Create man in our image after our likeness, and male and female, he created them. We can see this even down to the level of the DNA and to the, you know, the cellular and, you know, going to the very root of creation. So if we understand the true principles on this level, we should be able to understand the true principles on the next level. So for the Simchat Torah, right, which will be the 23rd day of the seventh moon, right, we have Wizot HaBaraka. So often the Wizot HaBaraka can be on the eighth day assembly, and sometimes some communities might have the Simchat Torah on the very same day. right? We choose to have the Simchat Torah right after we fulfill that eighth day assembly, so we come out of tabernacles fully, as it were, and then we joy in the Torah, go over the 54th of the sabbatical study, right? Right there, right? Because, and this habaraka, this is the blessing, right? And then we do Genesis chapter 1. This means that we are like rewinding to the beginning. So we complete the five books of Moshe, we complete HaTorah, directions, instruction, and then we begin off the sabbatical study, the Shabbat studies, the discipleship studies with Bereshit, and read and hear Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1. So it's like the fulfillment with Zot HaBaraka, right? Picking up with Deuteronomy, right? 33, 34. Then we wheel around again to the beginning, Bereshit, right? Bereshit. And then the Bereshit, the full of the first of the Torah readings and feeding sabbatical studies in the new Shana, in the new, what we call the new Shemester for the Talmudim, for the disciples of the King of Kings Christ. We begin off with Shabbat Bereshit. In this season, it would be for the Sabbath coming forward on October, right? October 2nd, 2021, or in the seventh Hebrew month, the 26th day, which is a Shabbat day, right? A Shabbat day. And there we would read the full of Bereshit, in the beginning, or by way of Chokmah is wisma, is wisdom, right? And we've touched on this before, but Bereshit literally is in wisdom, in Chokmah, in wisdom. You can check that out for yourself, especially in the Hebrew, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, where it says that wisdom is the principle. The word for principle in the Hebrew is Reshith, right? And furthermore, in Proverbs chapter 8, it speaks about how Ha'ilahim, the power, he who be, we be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, how he created, right, in his wisdom, in wisdom. And wisdom also is she. So when Turbulence said once again in that tune On My Way to Zion that every masculine must have a feminine gender, if we overstand in the higher heights, Genesis chapter 1, Bereshit, can be received and interpreted to be in wisdom. He, in the singularity, the powers, created the heavens and the earth. And testimony for that is found in the Mishle Shlomo and the Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 8, which also in the true church and the professing church, the church of he who have the key of great King David, the church of Philadelphia, the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Church, the church of his majesty, and the true liturgy has that chapter and portions of that chapter as what's called the prayer of the fraction. Where's the country of wisdom? Where is it to be found? Right, but that's an important chapter because it explains a lot of things that get lost in translation. But for the season right here, so basically we're going through from here until we resume the Shemesta, the sabbatical study, the discipleship study from the first Torah reading and feeding, the RSS number 1, Rastafari sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, Bereshit with Genesis, right? Coming forward, the Sabbath, October 2nd, right, 2021. So that's just an overview of the reason for the season. So here we're at like day one, going into day two. We're going to ride up with more on day two. And we'd like to share this right here, today's daily, all right, today's daily psalm, Psalm 128.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel.
Yes, I, peace upon Israel, Ethiopia, Israel. Yes, I, the Israelites of Ethiopia, that's inclusive right there. Yes, I, and together, together, that's exclusive right there. So here, today's daily psalm. Going to ride up with some of the basics on today's daily psalm, and then we're going to segue to the reading and feeding as hopefully others come in, gather in. We have 57 minutes here on the podcast, right here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
A linguistic check right here, when it says, but blessed, or really, it's happy. Happy is everyone that respecteth, as I and I Rastafari say, respecteth Jehovah. Not fearing, you know, in the Western false evidence appearing real. No, that has a respect. Some say respect, all right, but respect of persons and judgment is not good. All right, here. Happy is everyone that has a respect. All right, respect for the King of Kings and his Christ. So here. Gonna ride up. Barrington Levi, right here.
Stop from Bible and read up your Bible, and you will get sensible. Sin is said that, and you will get sensible. Man said you lose respect, you lose respect, you lose respect unto Jah. Him a go strike you with the lightning and thunder. Man, him a go strike you with the lightning and thunder. Me said you lose respect, you lose respect, you lose respect, you even make God beg. You lose respect, you lose respect. Yeah, Lord God so loved the world that he gave unto I and his son. And whosoever believe in his son shall live it unto I and I and shall never burn like a piece of paper and melt like the wax that melts in the presence of the fire. Said you lose respect, you lose respect, you lose respect unto Jah. Let's go. You lose respect, you lose respect, you lose respect unto Jah. Him a go strike you with the lightning and yonder. Man, him a go strike you with the lightning and yonder. Me say me stop from idle and read up your Bible. Stop from idle and read up your Bible, and you will get sensible. Yeah, and I come back right to the main point. Every man got to get paid according to the work they do. I would say, me say them lose respect, them lose respect, them even make that sick. Still yo, like me say them lose. Lightning have a burn them, Lord, and then the thunder have a frighten them. Lord, me say the thunder have a frighten them. Lord, because them lose respect, them lose respect, them lose respect, them lose respect.
Stop from hatred, read and study Jah Bible, Jah glory. Here, here, here. We have Psalm 128, according to the royal order here for this September 21st, 2021, right here, here, here. We're going to ride up with the royal Amharic right here. And last year was 128th Earth Day of His Majesty. We recorded a little something right there, there, there. This year was 129. Previous year was 128. Today's daily psalm, the 128th Psalm, and just a little overview right here, 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 because we're going to ride up, hopefully, with the Torah reading and feeding, and in the grace period, hopefully, we have time for some of the Midrash, the study, you know, on today's daily Psalm, Psalm 128, here, just going to the basic overview. It's a happiness, esteemed happiness, that word blessed. There is somewhat of a mistranslation in a sense, because there's a Baruch word for blessed, but that's not it right there. So every time you see blessed in the scripture, many times it's the Barak, Baruch, blessed. But in certain cases, like in Psalm 1, right, where it says blessed is the man is Ashrei. Ashrei corresponds to what Rabbeinu and our Rabbi Yeshua Memhir Memhirachin Yesu said in the Beatitudes, like in the Beatitudes are Ashrei's, and Ashrei, like Asher, like the tribe of Asher, has to do with happy, right? Happy, and it also has a connotation on the level of rich, but rich in a kind of a higher sense than just materially. But here, 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 Ashrei, we have Ashrei, which means happy. Thus, the sense is happiness. Ashrei, called Yireh Yahuwah, is all that Yireh, that has respect, reverence for he who be, we be. The happiness of the Ha'ilahim, the power, the source, respecting, reverencing. It's a companion psalm to the preceding, and the link being the mention of a prolific family as a Baraka, May Elohim, from the power. It contains a beautiful cameo picture of an ideal home life. The psalm, the chant, it teaches that the welfare, the shalom of the state, as you speak about church and state, the welfare of the state, it depends upon virtuous family life and liberty. And virtuous family life and liberty must be founded upon active, really just, I'll say it like that, active really just the true religion principle, the teaching of His Majesty, the King Sepul. So right here, 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 first give ear, native speaker in the Royal Amharic right here. I think it's Abraham Chebuda, and then we ride up with a verse by verse, 128, based on the audio from the previous 128th Earth Day of the Man-Child, the Son of Man, Lichtafari.
مزمور 127 بقنف 128 يماعرق مزمور እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈሩት ሁሉ በመንገዶቹም የሚሄዱ ምስጉኖች ናቸው የድካምህን ፍሬት መገባለህ ምስጉነ መልካምም ይሆንልሃል ሚስትህ በቤትህ እልፍኝ ውስጥ እንደሚያፈራ ወይን ናት ልጆችህ በማዕድ ዙሪያ እንደ ወይራ ቡቃያ ናቸው እነሆ እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈራ ሰው እንዲህ ይባረካል እግዚአብሔር ከጽዮን ይባርክህ በሕይወት ዘመን ሁሉ የኢየሩሳሌምን መልካምነቷን ታያለህ የልጆችህንም ልጆች ታያለህ በእስራኤል ላይ ሰላም ይሁን
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
Amharic.
Salam tot, Ena yist alin. Yes, Inquan. In Kwan, Leledeta, Lich Tafari, Baal, Bedechna de Raso, Bedechna de Rasacho. Congratulations. He has brought you to the feast of the birth of the man child of Lich Tafari, Lich Tafari. And here, 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 today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, here from the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, and here from Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David, according to that book, Book of the Seven Seals, that book of the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Here we have Mezmor Dawit, Meto Haya Sebat, Meto Haya Samint. We have Psalm 128, a song of degrees, yeah, Me'arig Mezmor. So here, we like to share this right here. Let's open up IOTA, the YOTA on the software as doing a vlog side by side so ones can follow along here. We go to the Mezmore Dawit, right? Mezmore Dawit, and here scroll up to 128th for this 128th, right here for this 128th. Yes, even in the year after 400 years. So here we have the 128th, Mezmore Dawit. Now in the Royal Amharic is numbered Meto 100 Haya 20 Sabah 27 Bekinfwist in parentheses Meto Haya Cement. So we have Yema Arig Mezmore, a song of degrees. So here. Give ear. Sema Rastafari, Shema Yisrael, Kut Arant. Egziavi Harina, Yemi Faruto Hulu, Bemengado Chum, Yemi Hedu, Miskunoch Nacho. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Bamarinya, King James Version, side by side, Royal Amharic. Egziavi Harin, Yemi Faruto Hulu, Bemengedochum Yemihedu Miskunoch Nacho. Now once again, this psalm here, the theme is Jah family. Jah family, come up to Yerushalayim, to Yerusalem, to Jerusalem, to worship. It's also theme happiness of the God-fearing, of the Egziavihir respecting, reverencing. Something key right here, the name of the man child, Teferi, Tefari, Teferi, and where it reads, Egziavi Harin, Yemi Farut, Yemi Farut. So we have Fari, right, one to be fearful or respectful or fearing, and Teferi, the one to be reverenced and respected. Egziavi Harin, Yemi Farut, Hulu, Bemen Gedochum, Yemi Hedu, Miskunoch Nacho. Now, in the Hebrew, the Hebraic sense is the Ashrei. We've touched on this before, but just briefly here, we of the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, it's a Shir HaMa'illot, a song of degrees. Yema'arig mezmur. In the Hebrew reads, Ashrei kola yerei Yehovah ha'holeka biyaderakayo. Happy is everyone that feareth, that reverence, kola yerei Yehovah, yerei Yehovah, feareth Jehovah, that walketh in his ways. Bamarinya. In the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, in the Mezmur Dawit, Kuteran, verse 1, Egziavi Harin, Egziavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed, ah, Egziavi Harin, Yemi Farut, those who reverence him. In a sense, we could say those who farai him, Yemi Farut, Hulu, all those who reverence him. Egziavi, sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, Ab, Father, the men gedochum, in his ways, yemihedu, those who try, those who walk, yemihedu, miskunoch, nacho, miskunoch, are praiseworthy, miskana, thanks and praise, miskana, miskana, masignalo, masignalo, I thank, I praise, miskunoch, are praiseworthy. This brings out the Hebraic sense of the Beatitudes, or the Ashrei, Ashrei kola yerei Yehovah, haholeka biyaderakayo. Bamarinya ne metzav kedus, egziavi harin yemi farut hulu, bemen gedochum yemi heidu, miskunoch nacho. Praiseworthy, eyes is worthy, praiseworthy is everyone that reverence, that respecteth Jehovah, that walketh in his ways. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Yedekamehinim mafreya timegbale, miskune melkamima yehon lahal, for thou the eye shall eat the labor of thine hands, the labor of thine hands. Bamarinya, ye dekamehinim, ye dekamehinim mafreya timegbale. You will eat, speaking directly to a male in that sense, speaking to the spirit, the iris, you will eat the frey, the fruit, ye dekamehinim, ye dekamehinim, of your labor, of your toil, of your labor. Very interesting when we look at this sense right here. It says the labor, it isn't literally here. What we find that is here interesting, because in the Hebrew it actually says yigia, kapeka is all like your open palm, the kap, the right, kapeka. Ki tokel, for you will eat. Here we have ye dekamehinim afrei timegbale, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, bamarinya, for you shall eat the labor of your wearying yourself, of your toil, to say the labor. Miskuneh, praiseworthy, thankworthy, praiseworthy. Miskuneh, melkamim yehon lahal. Happy thou, happy the I, speaking to a male, speaking to he. Miskuneh, and it shall be well with the I, melkamim, and good, Melkamim and good, Melkam good, Melkamim and good, Yehon Lahal, it will be with the eye. Ashreka, with of lak, here, Kuter source, verse 3. Miste, bebeite, ilfinya wista, and miyafara wine nut. Lejoche, be maide, zoria, and wairabuk ayanacho. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Mist in the mark. Mist, wife. Mist, the I male wife. Be beite, in the I male house. Ilfin. The ilfin whisk in the innermost part of the house. The part that is furthest from the door, the inmost part of the house. Ilfin whisk in the miyafara. As a fruitful wine, as a fruitful vine, not she is. Miste bebeite ilfin wista and miyafara wine not. Lejoche, thy children, the I children. Contextually, sometimes the I sons, but here in the general sense, lejoche, the I children. Be maide zuriya in the wairabu kayanacho, thy children like olive plants round about thy maid. Be maide zuriya in the wairabu kayanacho. Kuter arat, verse 4. Ineho, look and see, here it is. Ineho, this corresponds to the Hebrew hine, hine, and the good is naho, naho, naho. Look, see, here it is, ineho. Egeziavi harinna yemi feraso, indi yibarakal. Behold, look, see, here it is, ineho. That thus shall the man be blessed that feareth, that reverence, that farais, Jehovah, that reverence, that respecteth Egeziavihar, the sustained, the good, the generous, open-handed Ab Father. And the whole, Egeziavihrin yemi ferraso indi yebarakal. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Egeziavihar katsion yebarke. Behi wetih zemin hulu. Ye Yerusalemina Melkamenetuana Tayale Egziavi her sustain the good, generous, open handed of Yahweh Jehovah shall bless the eye out of Zion, out of Zion. Egziavi her Zion Yebarik shall bless the eye male. Egziavi her Zion Yebarik. Behi wetih zemin hulu. In your life, your hiwet, behi wetih, in the I male life, zemin, time, age, hulu, in the entirety of the I life and liberty. Ye Yerusalemina melkamen netuana tayal. The I will see the good of Yerusalem. Yerusalem in the royal Amharic. Yerusalem corresponding to Hebrew, the Hebraic, Yerushalayim. Ye Yerusalemin, Melkamen Netuan, her goodness, Melkamen Netuan, Tayale, the eye will see, seen, sight. Kuter, verse Sidis, verse 6. Kuter Sidis. Ye lejoche hinema lejoche tayal. Be Israel lai salam yehun. Ye, thou shalt see thy children's children. Ye lejoche hinema lejoche tayal. The eye, male, will see the your children's children. Ye lejoche hinema lejoche tayal. Be Israel lai salam yehun. Be
Israel, lie upon Israel. Be Israel in Israel, lie upon Be Israel. The Israel, lie upon Israel, upon Israel. Salam, peace, Yehun. Peace, Yehun. Right here, that last verse, right there, the sixth verse. Ye lejocha hinema lejocha tayale. Be Israel, lie. Salam, Yehun. Yea. Thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace, salam, up on Israel, up on Israel, be Israel, lai salam, Yehun. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, and here from the Metzav Kedus of Negusa Neges, from the Book of the Seven Seals here, the Mezmure Dawit, Mezmure Dawit. And we read from the Parallel Bible with the Amharic of the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, and the English KJV, today's daily psalm, happiness of the God-fearing, of the Judge, Jehovah respecting. This right here brings out the true sense of Rastafari, because Rastafari, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, that man there, that example of that man. This is a companion psalm to the preceding Psalm 127, the link being the mention of a prolific family as a Braka, a Bereket, from Exiavia. It contains a beautiful cameo picture of an ideal home life and home liberty. The psalm, this Mizmor in the Hebrew, this Mezmor in the Royal Amharic, this Mezmor, it teaches that the welfare of the state, the welfare of the state, the kingdom, the government, depends upon virtuous family life and family liberty, and virtuous family life must be founded upon active religious, spiritual, the teaching of His Majesty, principles, the kingsiples. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Malachias Edek, Mezmure Dawit, Meto Haya Sevat, Meto Haya Semint, Psalm 128, Yema Arig Mezmur, a song of degrees. Egziavi Harin Yemi Faruto Hulu Bemengedo Chum Yemi Hedu Miskunoch Nacho, Yedikamehinim Afrey to Megbale, Miskunem Malkamim Ayohon Laha, Mistebe Beite Finya Wist and the Miafara Wainat, Lejochebe Maede. Zuria in the waira bukaya nacho. Eneho exiabi harin yemi faraso indi yebarreka. Exiabi kazion yebarrekehe. Behiwetehe zemin hulu ye Yerusalemin melkamenetuan tayale. Yel joche nema le joche tayale. Be Israel lai selam yehun.
Yehun, 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 let it be, so be it. Hear, native speaker, again.
Mazmur meto haya sabat, bekennif meto haya semint. Yema ereg mazmur. Egziab herin yemmifarut hullu, bemengado chum yemmihedu misgunosh nacho. Yedikam hen fretim meggabale. Misgunne melkamim mihon illahal. Mistih babetih elfingust indemmiaf harawainina. ልጆች በማዕድ ዙሪያ እንደ ወይራ ቡቃያ ናቸው እነሆ እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈራ ሰው እንዲህ ይባረካል እግዚአብሔር ከጽዮን ይባርክህ በሕይወት ዘመን ሁሉ የኢየሩሳሌምን መልካምነቷን ታያለህ የልጆችህንም ልጆች ታያለህ በእስራኤል ላይ ሰላም ይሁን
Salam Yehun, here, 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 look at Rhema, Gladiators, perfect tune right here, happy man, yes, sir.
I always wanna be in the shoes of the unrighteous man.
Let them rejoice before God. Glance!
Rastafari.
Glance!
Rastafari.
Glance!
Rastafari.
Ow. Yes, I give thanks. The time right here. Keep them to time to get into day two of Tabernacles. Right here to get into day two of Tabernacles. Yes, I. And to compliment today's daily psalm right here, look a happy man right there, Gladiators, Psalm 128. The Miskunno. Praiseworthy, one who gives praise and lives it, that one has to also praise the one who gives praise and lives it up. Here we get the Miskana. Yes, I, the Royal Amharic for thanks. Yes, I give thanks right here. I'm going to write up right now, right here for day two from the Torah reading and then the Haftarah New Covenant reading. If we have enough time right here on the grace period, try to get in some more of the Midrash on this little but very, very important Psalm, Psalm 128. Here we got 21 minutes here on the podcast, broadcast, or calling. Yes, I can answer the call.
Shema,
yes,
Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael,
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chag HaSukkot Sameach, the Torah Aliyah for Sukkot Day 1 and Sukkot Day 2, Leviticus chapter 22, focus verses, verses 26 to Leviticus 23:44. From the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, from the Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra, chapter 22, verse 26. Vaydaber Yahuwah illa Moshe leimor. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe leimor, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, its mother. And from the eighth day and thenceforth there forward, it shall be accepted for an offering made by Aish, made by fire to the Yahweh. And whether it be cow or ewe, ye y'all shall not kill it and her young both in one day. And when ye y'all will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, of todah, of miskana, to the Yahweh, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. Ye y'all shall leave none of it until the morrow. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. Therefore shall you keep my commandments and do them. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. Neither shall you profane my holy name. Shem Kadeshi, Ki Shem Kadeshi. But I will be hallowed. I will be hallowed. Set apart among the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. Mikadishikem, who hallow, who set thee apart, that brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah. Third book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23, the feast of Jehovah, of Yahuwah, the Sabbath, and the feast. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, Lemor, saying, Daber il bnei Yisrael, v'amarta lehem, mo'edei Yahuwah asher tikreu, otam mikrae kodesh, lehem. More Edai. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them concerning the feast, the appointed seasons of the Yahweh, which y'all ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, Ila, Ivocations. Even these are my feast, my appointed seasons. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is HaShabbat, the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation and Ila Ivocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath HaShabbat of the Yahuwah in all your dwellings. The feast of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the appointed seasons of the Yahweh. One, first, the Passover, Pesach, Moshiach, Messiah, our Redeemer. Verse 4. These are the feasts of the Yahweh Ele Moede Yahuwah Mikrae Kodesh. These are the appointed seasons of Yahweh, even Eilai vacations, which y'all shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first moon month at evening is Yahuwah's Pesach is the Lord's Passover, is he who be who he bees, Pesach, Fasika, the feast of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the second, unleavened bread, which is a memorial feast, verse 6. And on the 15th day of the same month, the same moon, is the feast appointed season of unleavened bread to Yahuwah. To he who he be, 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have a Eilai vacation. Ye, y'all, shall do no servile work therein. But ye, y'all, shall offer an offering made ba'esh, by fire, to the Yahweh. 7 days. In the seventh day is an Eilai vacation. Ye, y'all, shall do no servile work therein. The feasts, the appointed times of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the third, first fruits, Moshiach, arisen, verse 9. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and say to them, when ye, y'all, become into the land which I give to you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye, y'all, shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits, Bikurim, of your harvest to HaKohen, to the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf, Lifnei Yahuwah, to be accepted for you on the morrow after HaShabbat, the Sabbath. HaKohen, the priest, shall wave it. And ye, y'all, shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a olah, burnt offering, holocaust offering to the Yahweh, and a minka, a meal offering thereof, shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made ba'esh, by fire, to the Yahweh, for a sweet savor. And the nesek, the drink offering thereof, shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye, y'all, shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye, y'all, have brought an offering to your Elohim, Elohekem. It shall be a statute, a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. The feast of Yahuwah, the feast of Jehovah, the fourth, the wave loaves, the church at Pentecost, Shavuot, 50 days after the resurrection of Moshiach, of the Messiah. Verse 15, and ye shall count to you from the morrow after HaShabbat, the Sabbath, from the day that ye, y'all, brought the sheaf of the wave offering. 7 Shabbats shall be complete, 2 sevens. Even to the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye, y'all, shall offer a new minkah,
meal offering to the Yahweh. Ye, y'all, shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2 tenth deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven. They are the first fruits to the Yahweh. And ye, y'all, shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock, and 2 rams. They shall be for a olah, burnt offering to the Yahweh, with their minka, meal offering, and their nesek, drink offerings, even an offering made by ash, by fire, of sweet savor to the Yahweh. Then ye, y'all, shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings. And HaKohen, the priest, shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah. With the 2 lambs, they shall be wholly set apart to the Yahweh for HaKohen, for the priest. And ye, y'all, shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy avocation, an Ila avocation to you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute, a chukah, forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye, y'all, reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them to the poor and to the stranger. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be who he be, your Elohim, Elohim. The feast of Yahuwah, 5th. Trumpets, Yom Teruah, Rosh Hashanah, New Year. Yom Teruah, trumpets, prophetic of the future regathering of Yisrael. Verse 23. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, the 7th moon, in the 1st day of the moon, the month, shall ye, y'all, have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and Ila avocation. Ye, y'all, shall do no servile work therein, but ye, y'all, shall offer an offering made by Aish, by fire, to the Yahweh, the feast of Yahuwah. 6th, the day of atonement, Yom HaKippurim, verse 26. And at Geziah v'Her, the sustainer, the good father, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, say to Moshe, Lemor, saying, also, on the 10th day of this 7th moon, 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement at one man's mark. Tav, tav, tav. It shall be an Ila avocation to you, and ye, y'all, shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by Aish, by fire, to the Yahweh. And ye, y'all, shall do no work in that same day. It is a day of atonement, to make an atonement to you, lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem, for whatsoever soul it be, that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among Amo, his people, Hizbu. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among Amo, his people, Hizbu. Ye, y'all, shall do no manner of work
it shall be a statute, chukah, chok, forever, for ever, throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Shabbat of rest, and ye, y'all, shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the moon, the month, at even, evening. From even to even, from evening to evening, shall ye, y'all, celebrate, I liberate your Shabbat. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, Lemor, saying, the 15th day of this seventh moon, seventh month, shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, for 7 days to the Yahweh. On the first day shall be an idle avocation. Y'all shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye, y'all, shall offer an offering made by Aish to the Yahweh, and on the eighth day shall be an idle avocation to you, and ye, y'all, shall offer an offering made by Aish, by fire, to the Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, and ye, y'all, shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts, the appointed seasons of the Yahweh, which ye, y'all, shall proclaim to be Ila Ivocations, to offer an offering made by Aish, by Issat, by fire, to the Yahweh, a burnt offering, Olah, and a minka, meal offering, a sacrifice, and a drink offering, everything upon his day. Beside the Sabbaths of the Yahweh, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings, which y'all give to the Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Feast of Yahuwah, the seventh feast of Jehovah, Tabernacles, Sukkot, Ha Sukkot, verse 39. Also, in the 15th day of the seventh month, the seventh moon, when ye, y'all, have gathered in the fruit of the land, y'all shall keep a feast to the Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a Shabbat, and on the eighth day shall be a Shabbat. And ye, y'all, shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows, poplars of the brook, and ye, y'all, shall rejoice, lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem, before he who be, who he be, your Elohim, 7 days. And ye, y'all, shall keep it a feast, an appointed time, appointed season, a feast to the Yahweh 7 days in the Shana, in the year. It shall be a hok, hukah, hukah, forever in your generations. Ye, y'all, shall celebrate, I liberate it, in the seventh moon, in the seventh month. Ye, y'all, shall dwell in booth, dwell in booth, dwell in booth. Sukkahs, Sukkot, booths, huts, tabernacles, and booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. And Moshe declared to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, the feast of the Yahweh, Kibur l'Kalu, Kibur l'Dintzu, Kibur l'Chaylu, glory to the word, glory to sound, glory to the power, Kibur l'Abinu, l'Melkenu, l'Abuna, l'Nugusana, l'Kadamawi, Chay l'Selase, B'Shem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Amen.
Yes, I gather and gather right here. Yes, I hope one to one's call in. Otherwise, check out the replay. Here. Hag ha. Sukkot Sameach.
Rejoice. Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them rejoice.
Yes, I. So at this point right here, we have the day two, my fire key right here for day two, as we are in day two, the evening part at least. So here, Shema Yisrael.
On the second day, ye shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering and the meat offering thereof and their drink offerings. And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering.
And here, we have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading right here. But first, before the reading of the prophets, we have the blessing before the reading right here. It is right up into the blessing right here. We have First Kings coming forward after this. Yes, sir.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher b'char b'nebiyim tobim, v'ratzach b'debreihim, ha'ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha'bocher b'torach, u'moshe abdo, u'b'Israel ammo, u'b'nebiyei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, verses 2 to 21. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves to King Solomon at the feast in the month of Etanim, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priest, the Kohen, took up the ark. And they brought up the ark of Yahweh Buruku in the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. Even those did the priests and the Levites bring up, and King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled to him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of Yahweh to his place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread forth their 2 wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the ends of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without. And there they are to this day. There was nothing in the ark, save the 2 tablets of stone which Moshe put there at Horeb, when Yahweh Buruku made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass when the Kohen, the priests, were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of Yahweh Buruku, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. Oh, the glory, the glory of Yahweh had filled the house of Yahweh Buruku. Then spake Solomon. Yahweh said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Israel. Rukata Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth to David, my Abba, my father, and have with his hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Yahweh Elohim the Israel, Buruku. And Yahweh said to David my father, whereas it was in thine heart to build a house to my name, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build a house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house to my name. And Yahweh Buruku hath performed his word that he spake. And I have risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel as Yahweh promised, and have built a house for the name of Yahweh Elohim the Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of Yahweh, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. Amen.
Yes, 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 Toda Rabba, yes, give thanks, Chaber Shali, I and my fellow Chaber, the Chaberim, I and my fellow Talmid, disciple Ra, Sahar Ahad, right there. For the First Kings, chapter 8, verses 2 to 21, read, and I just had this queued up, I heard right there to rejoice. So
well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Rastafari.
Yes.
Rastafari.
Yes.
Rastafari.
And this right here, this right here, and listening, the Isla Irid reveals this. It's interesting, the time of Solomon, the only thing that was in the ark. Get this, check. Historical check, the only thing that was in the ark were the two tablets, right, the two tables, right? But here the Ilari gave this word, 1 Corinthians 3:16, 3:17. Know ye not that ye, that y'all are the temple of Ha'elohim, of Ha'elohim, the power, and that Ha'ruach, the Irid of Ha'elohim, the power, dwelleth in you? Here for the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant. Here, getting queued up for I, fellow Chaber, fellow Talmid, fellow Ras Baruku. Here on the read coming forward. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, if any man defile the temple of Ha'elohim, it says, don't we know, it's know that I and I is the temple in that new covenant sense. It says, him shall Elohim destroy, for the temple of Ha'elohim, the power is holy, is set apart. That temple, ye all, I and I all are, right here. One more word right here, 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, 2-3 witnesses. What? Know y'all not that your body is Ha'hekah, the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the temple of the Isla Irid that is in you, that ye, that y'all have of Hylahim, of the power, true good, true God, and ye, y'all, I and I all, are not I and I all? Yes, I, some things right here that I and I need to know. Yes, I, so we can walk it out, live it out, live it up. Yes, I, and rejoice here in the season, tabernacling in the season. Braka, here before the Brit Chadasha.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarut Shel Habarit Ha'Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarit Ha'Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hey, here, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to Haber Ras Baruchu here for the read here. Brit Chadasha.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
In the reading of the Brit Chadasha, we have John chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. Revelation 7, verses 1 through 10, and chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Again, that is John chapter 1, verses 10, 1 through, John chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. And secondly, for the Brit Chadasha, or the New Testament reading, the Adis Kidan, is Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, and chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Now, here before we begin into our reading, this is the introduction of John in the Schofield study reference notes. It says, the writer, the fourth gospel was written by the apostle John, John chapter 21, 24. This has been questioned on critical grounds, but on the same grounds and with equal scholarship, the early date of Johannine or Johannine, authorship or Johann, you know, almost sounds like Gohan, but Johann, John, Johannes Wingale, Johann. The authorship have been maintained. The date of Johann, and this is from the Schofield study reference notes, the date of John's gospel falls between AD 85 and 90, probably the latter. The theme of John, this is indicated both in the prologue, chapter 1, 1 through 14, as we will be reading chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. And in the last verse of the gospel proper, chapter 20, verse 31, and is the incarnation of the eternal word of the incarnation of the eternal word and son of life, eternal life. The prominent word are believed and life. The book is in seven natural divisions. Prologue, the eternal word incarnate in Jesus the Christ. That's chapter 1, 1 through 14. And since we will be reading John chapter 1, verses 10 through 14, we will begin for this day of Sukkot. Day one for the Brit Chadasha, the Adis Kidan, in John's Gospel, verses 10 through 14. Besama'av wawold with Memphis Kadus Ahadu Amla, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our God is one, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ahad. John chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. As we start here at verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Ha-Elohim, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Ha-Elohim, of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, his kabar. And the glory, the kabar, as of the only begotten of the Father, the Abba, full of grace and truth. Amen. This is the reading for the Brit Hadashah for day one of Sukkot, the Adis Kidan, John chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. Now, as we move on here now to Revelation. Yes, and as we begin here in Revelation, before we begin, the readings for the Brit Hadashah for day one of Sukkot is Revelation, is Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, and also chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And here in the Schofield reference notes for Revelation is, one, we have the writer, the Apostle John. The date is said to be AD 96. The theme of Revelation is Jesus Christ presented in a threefold way, as to time, which is and which was, and which is to come. That is chapter 1, verses 4. As to relationships, the churches, chapter 1, verses 9 through 3 and 22. And to the tribulation, chapter 4, verses 1 through 19 and 21, and to the kingdom, that is chapter 20, 1 through 22 and 21. In his offices, high priest, chapter 8, 3 through 6, bridegroom, chapter 19, 7 through 9, and king, judge, 20, chapter 20, 1 through 15. But while Christ is thus the central theme of the book, all of the events move toward one consummation, the bringing in of the covenanted kingdom. The key phrase is the prophetic declaration of the great voices in heaven. Revelation chapter 11, 15. The kingdoms of this word are become the kingdoms of our Adonai or Geata, Lord and his Christ, our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. The book is therefore a prophecy. Revelation chapter 1, verses 3. The three major divisions of Revelation must be clearly held. The interpretation is to be sane and coherent. John was commanded to write concerning three classes of things in Revelation chapter 1, 19, things past, the things thou hast seen, i.e. the Patmos vision, chapter 1, 1 through 20, things present, the things which are, things then existing, obviously the churches, the temple had been destroyed, the Jews dispersed, the testimony of God had been committed to the churches, 1 Timothy 3 and 15. Accordingly, we have seven messages to seven representative churches. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 and 22. It is noteworthy that the church is not mentioned in chapter 5 through 18. Things future, things which shall be hereafter, literature after these, i.e. after the church period ends. Chapter 4. Verses 1 through 22 and 21. The third major division, as Erdman or WJ has pointed out, falls into series of six sevens with parenthetical passages, making with the church division seven sevens, the six sevens. Now, as we get into the reading here, for the Berit Chadasha, for Sukkot Day 1, we have Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. And we'll start there. Besama'ah, Wawold, Memphis, Kadus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, which are one, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ahab. Chapter 7, verses 1. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Ha-Elohim, the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Ha-Elohim in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Robello, or Reuben, were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, or Gad, were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher, or Asher, were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephtalim, were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi or Levi was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin was sealed 12,000. That is Benjamin. Verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Jah, salvation, Iesus, Yeshua, salvation to our Ha-Elohim, which sitteth on the throne, and to the Lamb. And this is our reading for Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. Now, as we continue on to chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, let us continue. Besama'ah, Wawol, Memphis, Kadus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the earth were passed away. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Ha-Elohim, God, out of Semayawi, out of the heaven, out of the Shemayim, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the Shemayim, out of the heaven, saying, behold, the tabernacle of Ha-Elohim of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and Ha-Elohim, God himself, shall be with them and be their God. Verse 4, and Ha-Elohim shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And this is the reading for Revelations, for the Brit Hadasha, for Revelations chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And we give thanks to all in the name of the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, as we end. Kabar Lakalu, Kabar Ledimsu, Kabar Lahailu, Kabar Lekedamawi, Haile Selassie, Beshem Yeshua, Hamushia, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, glory to the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos. Amen. Amen.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos.
Give thanks, Habarim. Give thanks, Rastafari Habarim. Ras Baruchu, Ras Sahar Ahad, Ras Ayas and Tafari, yes, I and all other brothers and sisters right here, here, here. And the readings that he read is for day one and day two. Because the two hemispheres, you know, here and there, as a lightning from the east to the west, and here, Jah bless, and we...
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Shalom, shalom upon Israel, Ethiopia, Israel, Israelites of Ethiopia, yes I, here, 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 yes I, yes I, yes I, yes I. So here we like to ride up with a local midrash, looking at the board right here. Sometimes we get some technical difficulties. Our audio link was supposed to come in.
Hello, Ishan. Hello, Ishan. Shomer Israel.
Hello, Ishan.
Hello, Ishan. Hello, Ishan. Shomer, Shomer Israel.
Hello, Ishan.
Hello, Ishan. Hello, Ishan. Shomer Israel.
Hello, Ishan.
Hello, Ishan. Hello, Ishan. Shamel, Shamel, Israel.
Yes, I, in Psalm 128, got a little psalm here, but it's Talua, but it's big, it's Tinishkin, Tilik, no, it's small, but it's very, very important in what it reminds us and guides us about. So here, let's write up with first a little a midrash on the Targum, on interpretation, and then getting into, if we have the time right here, it's Liko Batalawa. Got Prince Jammy here, got two dubs, right? One here, right? In the lion, like the Lion of Judah, dub right here, 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 for the Targum to Helene, right here, Liko verse by verse, zooming in, here this, Rastafari. Right here, here, here. Now, as we said, the board here seems a little delayed, so hopefully it comes in right here. It's also cue that, supposed to come in already. Hold on for a moment right here, brothers and sisters. Might be like the Buju Band and the Israel. There we go.
Shalom, Habarim. Shalom, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after order of Malachi and Tzedek, we have Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey. Kof Kaf Hey. Kof Kaf Hey. Kof Kaf Hey. Shir Ha Ma'elot. It's a song of degrees, a song of ascent, ha ma'alot, ha ma'alot, of the going up, aliyah, aliyot, shir ha ma'alot, Ashrei kol yirei hoa ha holeka via derakayo. Bless, KJV translates as bless is everyone that feareth the Lord, that feareth Yod Hei Wehei. Ashrei is happy. Ashrei kol yirei hoa. Happy is everyone that reverences, that respecteth he who be who he be, respectfully. Ha holek, be derachayo, that walketh in his ways, that trotteth, be derachayo in Yahweh's, in he who be who he be ways. Today's daily psalm, happiness of the Elohim, Yod Hey Wehey, respecting, reverencing, a companion mizmor to the preceding psalm, the 127th psalm. The link between the mention of a prolific family as a baraka, a blessing, may Elohim, from the true good, the true God. It contains a beautiful cameo picture of an ideal, Hebraic, the ideal home life. The psalm, the Mizmor, it teaches that the welfare, the shalom, the salam, the peace of the state, it depends upon a virtuous family life, virtuous family liberty, and virtuous family life and liberty must be founded upon active Haimanotawi Maseret, an active living faith, true religion, true religious foundation, true spirituality of His Divine Majesty. So hear, Shema Yisrael, Ethiopia voice, me ye, Jerush, as in the ye. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Kof Kaf He, Kof Kaf He, Ashir HaMa'alot, HaMa'alot, a song of ascent, a song of going up, a song of degrees. The psalmist observes that the childlike individual, indivisible dual, has genuine happiness. Ashrei, happy, happy. Ashrei, kol yirei Yehova, ha holek, via derakayo. Happy is more correctly translated here instead of what the KJV has blessed, but it's not the Baruch. Is the Baruch blessed? But here we have the Ashrei. Ashrei, as we have in the first song, Ashrei Ha'ish. Happy is the man. Ashrei Kol Yirei Hoa. Yirei Hoa. Happy is everyone. Happy is all. Kol all Yirei, the respecters, the reverences. KJV translates as feareth, but the Yirei is to respect, respectfully speaking. Kol Yirei, Yod Hey Wehey, Ashrei Kol Yirei, Yod Hey Wehey, Ashrei Kol Yirei, Hoa Ha Holek, Bi Derakayo. Genuine happiness, because Yod Hey Wehey, because Hashem rewards such a person with prosperity and numerous children, the fruit, learning to read the sign language, the fruit, the children. So here in today's daily psalm, it's little, but it's talawa. Kinishkin, tilikno, small but very great, is the happiness of he who be who he be, respecting, respectfully speaking. Make I and I ride out with today's daily psalm. It's a ma'elot, ma'elot, shir ha ma'elot. The significance of this title, as we have brought out elsewhere, for some they say it's unclear. Psalms 120 to 134, the songs of degrees, the songs of ascents. The worshippers recited these psalms, we have Psalms 120 to 134, these psalms when they ascended the road to Sion, the road to Zion, the road to Yerushalayim, the road to Jerusalem, to celebrate, the road to Aras Salam, to celebrate the annual feasts and festivals, the annual true faith feasts and festivals, the true religion feasts and festivals. Ashrei kol yerei hoa ha holek bi derakayo, showing reverence of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God of Hashem. How do we show respect? How do we become those of the kol yerei hoa yerei yodhei wehei? How do we reverence he who be who he be by conformity, being conformed to his precepts, to his will, to make our wills obedient, as Karmawi Nagus Negesis matches to good influence, the influence of the spirit of truth. The Beit verse, the second verse. Yigi'a kapeka ki tokel Ashereka uat overlach, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Yigia kapeka kia tokel, for I shall eat when thou eatest the labor of thy hands. Yigia kapeka kia tokel. Ashereka overlach, happy Ashereka, Ashereka, happy shall the I male be, and it shall be well with thee, it shall be good utovlach, and it shall be good with thee, and well, good utov, utov, and well lach, and well for the eye, when thou eatest ki tokel, ki tokel, ki when tokel, the eye eatest, has the power of enjoying the fruits of thy toil, because of thy condition of shalom, thy condition of salam, thy condition of security. Ashereka utov lach, Ashereka utov lach, happy lach, happy with the eye. Now this is a favorite verse here of the Rebbeinat, of the rabbis, of the Memheran, when teaching the dignity of honest work. This verse here, Ashereka utov lach, Ashereka utov lach, happy shalt thou the I be, well utov lach, good, it shall be good, literally in the Hebrew, utov, tov, good, utov, and good, utov, and good, utov lach, it shall be good with the I. The Gimel verse here. Eshetika k'gefen poriya b'yarikteya beiteka baneka kishatileya zetim saviva lishulachaneka, thy wife. Eshiteka, Eshiteka, thy wife, thy eshet, Eshet, Oset, the I wife, Eshteka, Eshteka, the I male wife, K, Geffen, Poria, Poria, K, Geffen, Poria, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine, Eshteka, K, Geffen, Poria, Bit, Yarikteya Beteka, in the innermost parts of thy house. Bi Yarikte Veteka, in the innermost parts of Veteka, thy house. Baneka Kishatileya Zetim, and thy children, Baneka, thy sons, Baneka. Kisha Telei Azeti, and thy sons, like olive plants, Saviv, Lishulchaneka, Saviv, round about, Saviv, Saviv, Lishulchaneka, the eyes Shulchan, the eyes for the eyes Shulchan, for the eyes table. KJV brings us out, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Eshteka, 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 the eyes Eshet, eyes Eshet, Aset, Eshet, Oset, the eyes wife, Eshteka, Eshteka. This idealistic Hebrew word pick of the Hebrew poem, it presupposes a state of monogamy. Some say from this, it says, thy wife, Eshteka, presupposing here a state of monogamy, as does Proverbs 31, verse 10. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine, Eshteka, Kegefen Poria, Kegefen Poria, Geffen Poria, fruitful vine bearing numerous grape clusters. So the Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, he who be, we be, respecting man's Eshet. His Eshet, Ashet, his Aset, his wife will bring him many children, will bring him fruit, will be fruitful to him in the innermost, the innermost. Now here's interesting, because the KJV says, thy wife has a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house. From the Hebrew, from the Hebraics of it all, Bi Yarikete Beiteka, the inmost parts of thy house. The woman's apartment in the oriental home, looking to the east, in the orient, eastward looking, look to the east, or the Misrach Tamalkatu. In the oriental home, the eastern home was always located as far as possible from the entrance, thus bringing out this sense of the innermost parts. Bi Yarikete Veteka, the innermost part of Veteka, of the eyes house. Hine, behold, Hine, Chichein, Chichein, surely, Yivorach, Yivorach, Raver, Yehovah, behold, surely, behold, that thus, like this, shall the man be blessed. Now, this blessed here is not the same as the blessing in the beginning, as we pointed out, that we have the Ashrei, the beatitude. The Ashrei is the beatitude sort of blessing. HaMoshiach, in the Sermon on the Mount, brings out the Ashrei sense. But here, in the Dalet, in the fourth verse, after we ride through the Eshteka, Kegefen Poria, De Yarikite Beiteka, Baneka, Kisha Tile Izetim, thy children like olive plants anointed, K Tisha Tilei Zay Tim Saviv Li Shulchan Ekta, around about thy Shulchan, that table, the table appear. Hine, behold, Hine, Ki Kain, Ki Kain, that thus, like this, surely thus, like this, Ki Kain, or Ki Kain, some would say enunciate Ki Kain, Ki Kain, or more in the Afro-Shemitic pointing, Ki Kain, Hine, Ki Kain, Ye Borak, Gaber, Ye Borak, Gaber, Ye Borak, Gaber, surely, thus, like this, Ki Kain, shall the man be blessed, Ye Borak, Bareke Borak, Ye Borak, to be blessed, Gaver, the Gaver, the Gaver shall be blessed, the man shall be blessed. Yerei Hoa, that respecteth Jehovah, that respecteth Yod-Hei, Weh-Hei. Yerei Yahweh, Yerei, that respecteth, that reverences. Here in the fourth verse, bringing us here to the Hey, to the fifth verse. Ye barekikai Yehovah Mitzion. Ye barekikha, ye barekikai Yehovah Mitzion. Urei bituba Yerushalayim kola yemeya chayeka. Yod-Hei, Weh-Hei, he who be, who he be, bless. Here we have the Bareke, Ye Barekeka, Ye Barekeka, Jehovah bless thee, I, Ye Barekeka, Jehovah bless thee, I, Mi Tzion, from, out of Mi Tzion. Ye varekeka Yehovah Mitzion. Urei, urei, and see, urei, and see, urei, urei, and see, urei, urei, the command, and see, sing, urei, bituva Yerushalayim, and see thou the eye of the good. Bitub and good Yerushalayim, and see the good of Jerusalem. Kol Yemei Chayeka, kol all Yemei, all the days of Chayeka, Chayeka, Chay, life, Chayeka, of the I, Ka, the I, male life, kol Yemei Chayeka. Urei, and see, urei, yay, and see, urei, urei, vanim, livaneka, and see thy children's children, thy grandchildren, urei, vanim, livaneka, shalom al Israel, and see the good. The good of Jerusalem, the shalom of the Israelites, of the Ben Yisrael, of the Israelite, the welfare, the shalom, the good of the Israelite is bound up with the city, the good of Yerushalayim. And see, urei, urei, and see, sing, and see thy children's children, urei vanim livaneka, the children of thy children, urei vanim livaneka, shalom al Yisrael, and peace, peace, shalom all upon Yisrael, shalom al Yisrael, and peace upon Yisrael. thus attaining a good age, a good old age, to see Vanim Levaneka. Urei Banim Lebaneka, Shalom Ale Yisrael, and see thy children's children. Urei Banim Lebaneka, Shalom, peace, Shalom Ale Yisrael, and peace be upon, up on all Yisrael. Here we have this from Psalm 125. In the 125th Psalm, almost the one and same closing, Shalom al Yisrael, peace be up on Yisrael. It's the supreme culminating prayer, Tefillah. Peace, Shalom, is the end of tyranny. Peace, Shalom, is the end of hostility. Peace, Shalom, is the end of division. Peace, Shalom, is the end of disquiet. Peace, Shalom, is the end of alarm. Shalom is freeness and harmony and security and blessedness in His divine majesty and in His Moshiach, Yeshua. Amen.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hand. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel.
Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers here, moving into the second day. Yes, I like to share this right here. It's going to push us over a little bit, some extra right here. But if you can't check out the fuller full now, then save it as MRE.
you know, a meal of Rastafari, mana of Rastafari, ready to eat. We're going to push it, push it. Yes, I. Rastafari. Oh.
Here, Shema Yisrael. Here, Gevil Yisrael. Here, the Midrash on Mizmor Kof. Kaf. Kof, Kaf, Chet. Psalm 128. Psalm CXX, VIII. Midrash here on Psalm 128. Ashrei kol yirei Yehovah, happy is everyone that feareth, that reverence, that respecteth the Lord. Ashrei kol yirei Yehovah, happy is everyone that reverence, that respecteth Jehovah. Hear, hear, hear. Opening verse of today's daily psalm, Shir HaMa'ilot, a song of ascent, a song of degrees of going up. Shir HaMa'ilot. Rav Chiya Bar Rabba said in the name of Ulla, the man who enjoys the fruit of his labor fears better than he who fears, who reverences the Lord. For note that of him who fears, who reverences, who respects the Lord, it is written even here, 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 Ashrei, kol yirei Yehovah, happy is everyone that fears Jehovah, whereas of the man who enjoys the fruit of his labor, it is written even in today's daily psalm in the base verse, in the second verse, Hebraically speaking, when thou eatest the labor of thy hands, happy shalt thou, the I, male, be, and it shall be well with thee. Yegiah kapeka kia tochela asharekai Ashreka with oblak. Happy shalt thou be. Ashreka with oblak. And it shall be good with thee. Happy shalt thou be. Ashreka in this world. And it shall be well with the eye, with all luck in the olam haba, in the world to come. Take note that in connection with the fear of the Lord, in connection with the yirei Yahuwah, the words, it shall be well with thee, the I, do not occur. When thou eatest the labor of thy hands, Yegia kapeka ki tokel, Rav Krista taught, who is truly a disciple, a Talmid of the wise, the Hakam, who is truly a Talmid, a disciple, a Bekamezmur of the wise? He who declares his own meat, Reifa, 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 Reifa. What is Reifa? That is, he has found out that the animal from which the meat had come
had a disease that would prohibit the eating of its flesh. And though he can find mitigating grounds to lessen that which would permit him to eat it, he nevertheless condemns it as reifa to his own loss. Thus, he who declares his own meat reifa, Rav Chista also taught what sort of man is referred to in the verse from Proverbs, from the Mashal, the Mishle Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 15:27, where it reads, "He that hateth gifts shall live. He that hateth gifts shall live." In the fuller verse here from the Mishle Shlomo, Okira Beitoa Botea Batza We Sonea Matanota Yichye. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Okira Beto Botea Batza. But he that hateth gifts shall live with Sonea Matanota Yichye. But he that is, and he that hateth gifts, he that hateth gifts with Sonea Matanot, with Sone Matanot, he that hateth gifts with Sonea Matanot, Yichye shall live. Thus, therefore, he who declares his own meat, treifa, that is to say, if he denies himself his own meat, he is certainly capable of denying himself what others give him. He that hateth gifts shall live. With Sonei Matanot Yichye. Mar Zutra taught in the name of Rav Chista, when a disciple, a Talmid of the wise, reads scripture, studies oral law, serves scholars, and declares his own meat reifa, of him it may be said, when thou, the eye, eatest the labor of thy hands, happy shalt thou, the eye, be, and it shall be well, it shall be good with the eye. Yigia kapeka kia tokel, ashereka witolak. Rav Zavid added, and he merits possession of both worlds, for it is said, happy shalt thou be, ashereka, in this world, and it shall be well with thee, with the eye, with all lak, it shall be all awab, it shall be good with the eye in the olam haba, in the world to come. Whenever gifts were sent from the house, the bait of the patriarch, to Rav Eleazar Eliza, he would not accept them. And when he was invited to the house, the bait of the patriarch, he would not go, saying, quote, "They do not wish me to live, for it is said, he that hateth gifts shall live." Wisone matanota yichye. in Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 15 and 27. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine. Hear, hear, hear the Gimel verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Chet. Eshtika, Eshtika, Ke Gefena Poria. Thy wife, thy eshet, thy oset, thy isha, eshteka, ke gefena poria. When shall eshteka, eshteka, thy wife, when shall eshteka be a gefen poria, a fruitful vine? When she is modest, even in the innermost chambers of thy house. Biyarikete beiteka. Then will thy children be like olive plants. Baneka kisha tele zetim. Thus, like this, you will find that scripture tells of Sarah, of Sarah. And they said to him, where is Sarah? Eshteka, the I eshet, oset, the I wife. And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to thee, I. And lo, look, Sarah, Eshteka, the I wife, shall have a son. Hear, 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 from Bereshit, from Genesis. Genesis chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. Vayomru elayo, aye Sara ishteka, vayomer hine ba ohel, vayomer shova shuva eleka ka eita chaya, vhine bein li Sara ishteka. And they said to him, Wayomru Elayo, where is Sarah thy wife? Aye Sarah Ishteka. And he said, Wayomer, behold, in the tent, Hine Baohel. And he said, Wayomer, I will certainly return to thee, to the eye, when the season cometh round. Shov ashuv aleka ka'aita chaya. And lo, look, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. Wihine bein lisara ishteka. That Sarah was in the tent and would not show herself to the visitors is taken as proof of her modesty. That Sarah was in the tent and would not show herself to the visitors is taken as proof of her modesty. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, quoted the verse, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine in the innermost chambers of thy house, thy children like olive plants. Eshteka, ishteka, eshteka ke gefena poria. Be yarikete beteka.
Baneka Kishtaleya Zaytin Sariba Le Shulhaneka. And he said, like olive plants upon which no grafts, no grafting, no grafts can be made, shall be thy children, Baneka, to whom no suspicion of bastardy will attach. When in a cholem, a dream, a man sees a fruitful vine, Ishto, his wife, his Isha, his Orse, will not miscarry, for it is said, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine. Eshteka, Ishteka, kegefen poria. When in a cholem, a dream, a man sees a choice vine, he may expect the coming of HaMashiach, the Messiah. For it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 49:11, binding his foal to the vine and his ass's colt to the choice vine. Osri la gefen iro, we la sareka benia eton, kibesa bayayina lewushoa, ubedama inavima suto, binding his foal to the vine and his ass's colt to the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine and his vesture in the blood of grapes. Os ria la gefena iro, wea la sa reka benia etono, binding his foal to the vine. Os ri la gefena iro, and his ass's colt to the choice vine, with la sareka benietton of the Messiah HaMashiach. It is also written, even in Zechariah 9:9, lowly and riding upon an ass, lowly and riding upon an ass. Onia werokeva alachemora, lowly oni werokev, and riding alachemora, and riding upon an ass, lowly and riding on a donkey. Oni wiroke al chemor. Zechariah 9:9. When in a cholem, in a dream, a man sees grapes, white grapes, either ripe or unripe, it will be well, it will be too old, a while good with him. Black grapes that are ripe, it will be well, oh, with him. That are unripe, then he is in need of mercy, chesed. If he dreams that he is eating grapes, however, he is certain of his heritage in the olam haba, in the world to come. When in a cholem, a dream,